Hello? Hello?
Yep.
Hey.
Sick, I'm gonna grab my headphones, kid.
I bet. Wait, why do you need headphones?
Oh.
I bet. Can I, like, do things? Wait, so I can't do anything else while I'm recording? If I'm recording, I can't do anything else, like on the app?
On the app, no.
Well, that's gay.
All right. I have one sock on, one sock off. I'm ready to do this.
Oh, that's disgusting.
Sorry. Okay.
No, nah, you're disgusting.
All right, let me do an intro. Okay?
Oh, sorry. My God.
Shut up. That's how you gotta do it. I can't speak. Jesus Christ. Okay. Hey guys, if you're listening, thank you for coming in. Today I have my friend Arturo. Say what's up, Arturo.
Hey.
Hey. That's hey, a good one. Alright. Anyways, so I'm stupid for recording this really late, coming up with this idea. I don't know why I didn't think about it earlier. I mean, I know why, but I'm not gonna say why. Arturo knows why.
Yep.
So today's topic. Arturo, I'll let you go ahead and introduce the topic.
Shit, bro. This motherfucking topic. Am I allowed to cuss? Shit, too late.
Listen. Hey, I'm good, fuck.
This topic, bro, is about the girls that we are both in love with. And, well, they're both our best friends.
Yeah. He's in love with his best friend. I am in love with my best friend. Whether or not they'll hear this, we don't know, but we're going to go along with it anyways.
Bro, what if they fucking view this? Oh, hell no.
I don't think there'd be... there could be a way.
I don't know. Well, I mean, if they download it, and then they're like, who's Dynamike?
My podcast episodes go on Spotify and any other type of podcast.
Oh, shit.
Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, anything. Like, it's automatic. Like, if you start your own podcast.
Wait, so if I do it right now, it's going to go on everything?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have a Spotify, though.
If you don't have one, it's going to pop up anyways.
What?
Yeah, like, if you have your own podcast, your own profile on this app, and you have, make your own podcast title and everything, picture and everything.
Shit.
Record your episode. Like this right now, it's my episode because you're joining mine. You're my guest. So if you have start your own, it'll go on everything.
Oh, that's sick.
And you can have ads. You can have ads in there. So, anyways. Mm. Anyway.
If you want to try Rite Aid. I'm just kidding. That's enough. Sponsored by Rite Aid.
I'm stuck on Band-Aid. They call me.
All right. Listen.
Anyways. Back to the topic.
Mike, you want to start, bro?
Okay.
Because you already know what I got to say.
All right. So let me just give the baseline, okay? So me and Arturo, right? He's in love with his best friend. I'm in love with mine. And we both came to figure out how much alike we are in this situation, especially after Googling a few things. So
fucking hell. We literally, we Googled Zodiac signs. I'm not gonna hide nothing right now.
The results. Look, were it.
We, like, neither of us believe in that shit, right? Okay, but we are, of course, we are men of God. All right, but listen.
Yurt.
These things. Can I get a yurt? Yurt. No, but listen. These things are so accurate, and I don't. It makes me so uncomfortable that they know so much about me. To clarify, we got Mike over here who's a Virgo.
Yeah.
And I'm a Cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So as you both know, we both care a lot about people.
You're...
So
Yeah, so this thing that tends to be the way it is, that both of our best friends happen to be Taurus. Both of them. Say April what?
My best friend was born on April 23rd.
Okay, yeah. Mine's like very end of May. Like literally they're the same.
So, here's this, guys. Shit. I know nobody's gonna fucking see this. I know it's nobody's gonna see this. But like like we're on fucking camera now, you know? It's like weird. No, but like listen. These girls, man, I can't explain. Let me tell you something. You know, I'm gonna explain to you guys a little bit really quick before fucking we get into the specifics with the girls, right? First of all, we looked up the Taurus and Cancer and the Taurus and Virgo compatibility, and we got the exact same compatibility, and we are both very high compatibility. So, that's great, by the way.
That was great. Like, literally, so there was Taurus and Cancer, and there was the three levels of ways you can be compatible. What was it, sexual?
It was sex, communication, and just compatibility.
Yeah, and literally, it was way up high for Taurus and Cancer, which is what him and his best friend are. So me, Taurus and a Virgo, that's what I am, Virgo, is literally the exact same thing.
Yes.
So I literally stopped the exact same
amount. So if we had like a threesome, it would be like the best threesome ever. Nah, anyways. Nah, that's enough. I'm sorry. That's enough. That's a funny joke. All right. That's enough. So, listen. Okay.
All right. Anyways.
God damn it. I ruined it. I'm sorry. No.
Anyways. you were saying something. You stopped.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about it, bitch. Listen. So, this girl. All right. Her name is... You know what? I'm not going to share names right now.
No names.
They know who they are. They know who they are, right? Okay. She is, I kid you not, the most beautiful, the absolute most perfect girl in every way. Like, there's no comparison. There has not been a comparison to any other girl that I've ever been with. Any other girl that I've ever seen in my entire life, she's up there, man. She's up there with the women in my life. She's literally, if she wasn't my best friend and I never met her, I don't know where I would be right now. Like, there's no, let me tell you guys something. I met her my sophomore year of high school. That was 3 years ago. We have not stopped talking since the day that we met. Literally, there hasn't been one day that has gone by that we have not talked at least one time during the day. Now, Snapstreak is at 1,000. Shit, can I look at it?
I think so.
Is it still recording? Can you still hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we got a Snapstreak of 1,186 days now. Okay? Look. Let me tell y'all something, okay? This is going to be real serious right now, okay? Whenever I'm with this person, whenever I see this person, whenever I hear a song, or whenever I think about a certain something, anything that reminds me of her, which is pretty much everything because happiness is everywhere, it makes me so happy. I remember I was I was so sad and she made it better. I was so devastated at at life, and I just wasn't feeling good, and I just forgot everything existed. And then she walked up into it again, because she was already there. She was there, you know, but I just forgot, because everything was so clouded. And I got a text. And that one text.
Okay.
That one fucking text told me, listen, this text literally, all it said was, hey, how are you doing? A smile. I've never had a smile come on my face so quick. It was the fastest smile you'll ever see. I blew up, okay? She makes my life so happy. She makes... if I don't even know how to explain this, because I literally already explained everything to Mike. It's coming straight from my heart. It's like... She is the one that me, without any hesitation ever, I would be with her for the rest of my life, and I would spend every single second of every single day for the rest of my life with her, and I would be happy with it. Let me clarify. Me and Mike are very young, yes, but but there's something. I'm gonna say something. I already told Mike this. I'm gonna say something. There's something about a girl that can just change everything.
Have such a big ass impact.
There's this feeling I get. It's a feeling I've never felt before. It's warmth. It's happiness. It's a shine, a glow, a tingly butterfly feeling every single time I see her face. Doesn't matter what she's doing. Doesn't matter what she is doing. What she's talking about, who she's with, anything.
It doesn't matter.
Not even a little bit. She still makes me happy. Like, here's one thing. Mike, don't worry. I'm going to get to you in a second, okay? I'm going to just go off really quick.
It's fine. It's fine. Quick.
Look, bro. So,
explain.
I told Mike this. We've already had this conversation many times. But listen, there's this one song, okay? I see it everywhere. It's all over. It's by Dan and Shay, and it's called Speechless. Okay, and it's like a very basic song, you know? Every girl listens to it. Oh, my God, Dan and Shay, blah, blah, blah. Listen.
I was hitting my knees, but it hurt.
What?
I was hitting my knees, and I laughed.
Listen. This song, okay, it hits different. All right, the song is about a man who is literally speechless when they see this person, and it doesn't matter what happens. It doesn't matter if, you know, if we're in a fight, or if we're, you know, not talking, or if we're having our differences, if she's with somebody, or if I'm not sure if I'm ever going to have this girl, doesn't matter. This song makes me think of her, and it still makes me happy. It's literally the first time ever that I've ever felt the fact like that I've ever felt happiness when it comes to...
Yeah.
When it comes to something like that, you know, when you have that doubt in your mind, you know, you have that doubt where you start thinking about, like, oh, am I ever actually going to be with this girl? Am I ever actually going to be happy? Am I ever actually going to ever get the chance to be with her and have her be mine? You get that feeling, but when I get that feeling, I don't think about that. I think about her. I think about how perfect she is in every conceivable way, and it just makes me so happy that she's just a part of my life. You know, and even if she does hear this and she doesn't feel the same way, it's okay, you know? I'm cool with that, because you're still going to be my best friend, And even if you do get married, even if you do have children and they're not my children, even if you do find the love of your life, I'm still going to be by your side. No matter what. Right, Mike?
Can I get a yurt?
Yurt? Listen.
Dude.
You know what, Mike? I'm going to let you take over right now, bro.
You want to keep going? You're talking about serious, but it's like serious. You and I, okay, so me and Arturo both know we've had this conversation many times. And it was just so, it was kind of out of the blue. It was kind of from one situation to another. But, me and him, we connected so well on this. We were both blown away. Literally, our minds were blown how similar our situations were. Literally, we were just talking right now, and we were talking about different times whenever, another guy comes into the picture, and there's kind of jealousy, but there's support for her. But then if another girl comes in the picture, she's not in the picture because of her. she literally stops it. Am I right, Arturo?
Yeah, man. I mean,
it's like the opinions are like, oh, I don't like her.
And that feeling, though, you know, that feeling that you get, when she says that shit, you know, you try to be super respectful and supportive when she's with a guy, but then,
with a girl. That's how you and I are. Those are the type of people you are.
Exactly.
It's crazy. but with her, it's like that's no.
You're not allowed.
You're joking, right?
And it's funny because when I told you, Mike, I told her about this girl. Yeah. Well, I sent her a video, like a snap streak, you know.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know, just chilling, and it was a video of this girl that I'm flirting with, and she was playing with her dog, and she replies back with this really anger. A confused face. And she goes, "Who's that?" You know, and I'm like, "Oh, it's this girl that I'm talking to, right?" And then she leaves me on red for hours. And then after the whole day is pretty much over, she Snapchats me back, and I forgot what we were talking about. But she came up again. It wasn't over Snapchat.
You were FaceTiming.
I was FaceTiming her. Yeah. See, Mike knows what I'm talking about. I was FaceTiming her.
Bro, I got you.
I was FaceTiming her. And it came up again. I don't know how. I forgot how it came up. But she told me instantly. She was just like, "So this Anika girl." I was like, "Yeah." She was like, "Well, I don't like her. She walks funny." I was like, "What?" She was like, "She walks weird. And she was weird in high school." I was like, "Do you even know her?" I didn't ask her that, but I don't even think she knows her. I don't even know if she knows her name. You know what I mean? Of course, not until I told her name, but she didn't. It was the funniest thing. It's like a deja vu type of thing, right, Mike? Because tell one of your stories.
It happens. Okay, all right. So literally, today. Today, okay, me and my best friend and her little sister, we go out apartment shopping, right, because I'm trying to make big adult moves, but, you know, credit score gets in the way, because, you know, I don't have one, and neither does she, so there's that problem. Anyways, this morning, she picked me up, and we're chilling, right, where she's driving, because my car's busted, and so I'm chilling in the passenger seat, and we go to the drive-thru at Starbucks, right, so the girl in the drive-thru, right? The drive-thru, you know, she's pretty cute. You know, she seems cool. This girl, white chick, you know. I'm in the passenger seat with sunglasses on because the sun's bright as fucking 9 o'clock in the goddamn morning. I don't know who wakes up that early. Anyways, I'm looking, and she, looks at me, looking at her, and she looks down at her phone real quick, acting like she's going to change the song or pause it real quick. And then all of a sudden, she, goes and grabs my face. Anytime a girl comes in any of my attention, in my eyesight, she's touchy. She shows them that they can't have me.
You're hers.
Yeah, that I'm hers. But when a guy comes in the picture and she's flirting with him and she knows that I know she's flirting with them, asking for Snapchat, asking like how they're doing and like their schedule and all that. I'm literally like, in my brain, I'm like, okay, I gotta be supportive, you know, I'm there for it. Like, but in my heart, it's literally shit bricks, bro. I'm sitting there like, please don't be the guy, you know, don't be that fucking
exactly,
guy. Dude. Oh my god, it's killing me,
dude. And you told me about that, about how what you guys talked about having girls and guys in the apartment.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah. So her and I, we plan to have a 2-bedroom apartment, whatever. Like, we're gonna share because we've been best friends for almost 4 years now. We've been so close. Like, I know her family. I love her family. She knows my family. I'm always over there. She's over here and all that. So, she randomly was talking about, I think we were at like Target or something. I don't remember. And she goes, how do you feel about guys over at the apartment? I'm like, I had to think, I had like sat back for like a quick second. I thought about it real quick. I'm like, okay, first, I have to meet them. They can't come to the apartment till I meet them. And then they can't come into the apartment without my approval, because they need my approval saying that like they respect you, they respect me, they respect your family, my family, and most of all, my damn dog. Like, my dog's gonna be there. Like, if you don't like dogs, get out of here. Like, what do you mean? And she goes, okay. And then I'm like, okay, well, she goes, but the girl's over? She tells me, the girl's over? No, no. I was like, I was literally stumped. I was like, what? I'm like, I just told you, like, I need the, like, they need the approval first. Like, then that's totally fine. But you tell me no girls at all whatsoever. I was like, stumped. And I just told her, okay, yeah, all right, whatever. I just moved on. Bro, it's like, it hurts hearing that, but at the same time, it's like, okay, that's good to know that,
right? No, but like, here's the thing.
It's weird.
Here's the thing, though. Back when, like, I'm kind of in a rut, you know, because you know, I feel like things have changed in the past months. I feel like we're not as close as we used to be, because it's mainly my fault, but I feel like we're not as close as before. But recently, I've been getting these vibes off of her, and she's been, you know, she's been kind of distancing herself a little bit. We're still best friends, of course, and we're always going to be, and we're always going to love each other. But I feel like she's been super distant lately. I feel like back when we were, you know, I don't want to say younger, because, you know, it wasn't that young, that long ago, but like back when we, like, you know, we're close. I don't know how to, like, constantly seeing each other. Like, back when we were constantly seeing each other, we used to be more affectionate. We used to be, not affectionate in a loving way, but in a loving way, but not in a relationship way. We used to be affectionate in a way of our own. It used to be like, yeah, two best friends.
Same way, bro.
And it's like two best friends. And it used to be like that, but now it seems different. Now we don't hang out as much because, I'm not going to lie, I moved. I moved farther away from where she is. She lives on the north side.
You're not 2 minutes away from me anymore.
Exactly. She was already 30 minutes away from my house on the opposite direction. So now she's about an hour away from where I am now. So yeah, but there's like this feeling that I still get no matter what.
Yeah.
And that's just happiness. You know, when I talk about her, when you were saying that the stuff about what she says, when she used to do that, well, like even recently when I told her and she said that it was annoying, it made me feel good.
Yeah.
You know, in a way, but like at the same time, when she's with a guy, I tell her, I'm like, yo, listen, if he respects you and he is good to you and you think that he's worth it, then go for it, you know? You be with the guy you think you want to be with, and he will prove himself to be worthy enough to be with you over time.
Yeah, if a guy wants a girl that bad, he will do it.
He will make it known.
It's not us. It's not me and Arturo. We're not like that. No, we're scared little sissies, bro.
We are scared, and it's not because, look, here's the thing.
Not, yeah, it's not like a regular type of oh crush, like oh I'm scared, like a, like what if this happens, whatever. No, this is best friends. This is people we trust in our lives.
Like if we weren't in love with them, they'd be family.
Yeah.
That's exactly what we're trying to say here. That's and exactly it's like, I just it feels good, you know, when she says no, it's annoying. She's annoying, she walks funny. Because in my heart it makes me feel like, oh, she doesn't want me to be with her because, you know, blah blah blah. She actually wants to be with me, but at the same time I get this feeling where she doesn't. And I feel like if she does hear this one day, you know, she hears this and she's like, oh shit, you know, and she, I don't know how she would react. I get the feeling she would react in a way where she would feel sorry for me. And that's not what I want.
No.
I feel like she'd want to be like, she'd want to sympathize. She'd want to I don't even know what the fucking word is.
Yeah, I don't know either. I'm trying to figure it out too.
fuck it. But I just feel like that one day, if she hears this and she wakes up and she's like, yo, what the fuck, you know? And she's like, yo, this isn't going to happen. You know, me and you, I can't believe you feel this way. I don't know if I want to be your friend anymore because, you know, the fact that you can't, people always tell me you can't have an opposite gender best friend unless you're gay.
I hear that all the time.
Unless you're gay. And
yeah.
Because one of them is going to get their feelings attached, at least one of them. And if the other one doesn't, it's going to hurt the person with the feelings attached more than they could ever imagine. Because that's their, that it, they turn into the love of their life. And it's happening, you know?
Yeah, most definitely.
The fact that she's the love of my life already fucking happened. She has been, I'm not gonna lie to you guys, and you, Mike, you especially, she has been the love of my life probably since the day I fucking met her. She, since the first literally minute that I saw her, I was like, this girl is perfect. I was like,
it wasn't like love, it was more like kind of like self-assurance, like this girl, like, yeah, she's got something special in her. I can't seem to figure it out.
Exactly.
And so recently, because, I figured that shit out.
Because honestly, like,
not like recently, like not like a couple weeks ago, not like a couple, no, like about a, maybe a year, maybe a year and a half ago. I just, it's been on my mind. It's been there, but throughout the girls that I've been with, you know, they're you know, high up, like you said, with the women in your life, your mom and her, but the girl like that I'm with at the time. Thinking about her, like it's rough to deal with that. As a guy, especially.
Yeah.
Like, it's hard, but with her, I always felt that there was something special. I just couldn't figure out what it was at the time when I first met her. Like you're saying, like this girl, like perfect. But to me, like mine was like, this girl, she's gonna be in my life for a very long time.
And yeah, Look, I'm gonna be honest with you, okay? I do not believe in love at first sight.
Right.
Okay, I'm not a very romantic dude, but I'm really not. Like, this is the most I've ever opened up, you know? Like, yeah. I do not even in the slightest, believe in love at first sight. I don't believe that I fell in love with her when I first saw her standing outside the gym in her fucking jeans. No, she was wearing striped leggings. No, she was wearing gray leggings and, like, a pink shirt or something, okay? Literally. First time I ever saw her, there's no way that I just fell in love with her on the spot. There's no fucking way. But as time goes, you start to realize
that is what happened.
It is. Like you start to realize that, holy shit, since the first time I saw her, I knew that she was going to be in my life for this long, and I knew that she was going to end up fucking with my head.
Yeah.
Fucking with my heart, and not intentionally.
Yeah, feel it. Can I get a yurt?
You're
that's gonna be some merch, bro. I'm telling you, it's gonna be on some jackets, some t-shirts, some long sleeves, maybe even sweatpants.
Dude, you made me forget. Can I get a yurt? Yurt. And on the back, it's gonna say yurt. It's yurt. On the front, it's like, can I get a yurt?
On the back, yurt.
I forgot what I was gonna say, bro.
My bad.
No, you're good. It's just.
I feel like we need some comedic relief in this situation like this.
You want to do that? Shit.
like just the funny giggles here and there, you know?
Shit, bro.
So, earlier I was making a tortilla butter, right? And he was telling me all this stuff. Like, shut up, bro. Let me get there.
Sorry.
I was making the tortilla butter and I was drinking some orange juice and we were FaceTiming and we were talking like about this whole situation over and over again, like how each girl makes each one of us feel, like it's crazy. And then Arturo, I had the idea, but Arturo's the one who said it. What if you and I text each other's best friends and like be like, hey, I'm friends with Mike or I'm friends with Arturo, and you know, he's told me some things, and we both talked about the situation, and we were just gonna tell him exactly how each one of us feel about the other, about the girls. And it was the idea; it was there. I'm telling you, but Arthur was the one who said it. And honestly, it didn't. It sounded like a bad idea at first, but thinking more into it, and Arthur opening his goddamn mouth even more into it, I was like, you know what? This might seem like a good idea. But I'm scared to know the results, whether good or bad.
I feel like, look, bro, here's the thing. Our best friends, you know, they're amazing people.
They are.
They are people that probably have other guys chasing after them constantly. And we don't know, you know, we don't know when or how they are going to find the love of their life. We have no idea when it's going to fucking happen, bro. We don't know. So it's now or never. We have these fucking feelings, you know. We have the feelings where we get tingly and we feel like we're falling. Literally falling, not falling in love, but literally fucking falling. We even
falling. Terrible style, but style.
Exactly. We have this fucking feeling where we don't.
Like, me and Arturo both literally were saying to each other, like, when we're with our best friends, like, literally, when either of us are with them, and we are doing whatever the hell we're doing, and whenever they're with us, like, we literally care nothing about what's going on around us unless it involves her. We don't care. We just block out the world, and if we center our attention and everything on them. Like, literally, what was your $100 budget thing?
Bro. So I told her.
This is a good idea, by the way. You guys listening. With similar situations, take a listen. Go ahead.
I told her, this was after I messed up big time with her. I told her, I was like, yo, you know, it was after her birthday. On her birthday, I told her I was going to take her shopping, and it kept getting delayed and shit. We were messing up the times, and we couldn't ever go. And finally, we went. We went shopping, and I told her, I was like, listen, your budget is $100. Okay, I told her budget is $100 because me personally. Okay, look, let me back up.
With them?
Me personally. With them,
our money is abstract.
I don't have money to spend like that. I don't have a high paying job yet, which I'm working on it, guys. So shut up. But
it's progress, okay? No judgment here.
I'm going to college, okay?
For that type of situation.
So, I told her, I was like, listen, your budget is $100. In my head was telling me, what the fuck are you doing, bro? I was like, you don't have $100 to spend. You need gas, homie. Like, what the fuck you doing? So I'm like, yo, fuck it, right? My heart was like, she deserves the world. $100 is nothing compared to the world. So I was like, bet your budget's $100. We went. I spent $100 on this woman. I'm not going to lie to you guys. Not a single hesitation. There was the one where my brain was like, what the fuck you doing? But then it was literally just that. Like, what the fuck you doing? And then I was like, oh, shut up, bitch. You know, I was like, hey, I'm going to spend this $100 on her because she fucking deserves it. And I was, it was so quick. It was one day we spent $100 on her. She was so grateful and I loved it. I had so much fun. And I told her to her face, I was like, yo, listen, I just spent $100 on you with no hesitation. I will do it again. I told her, I was like, I will do it again. Trust me, I will do it again. And I get this feeling, you know, when I do things for her. And I'm feeling it now because I keep remembering that day and it was so great seeing her so happy. And it was literally like, dude, like I cannot express to you guys enough. I can't just spend $100 like that. Like, I feel like a dad, you know? Bitch, $100, get the fuck out of here, you know? Nah. I was like, $100. I told her, your budget is $100. And it was amazing. And I did it with no hesitation. Every single thing she grabbed, every single cash register, I pulled out my wallet, took out the card, swiped the card. Boom. We're done here. Next fucking store. And it was amazing. And it was so liberating because I got to do it for her. And I don't think I could ever do that with anybody else. I don't think I would. I don't think there's any other person on this planet. Not even me, bro. Except for my mama. Nah, bitch, not even you. Fuck out of here.
The fuck do you are? You budget whatever I say.
Nah, bitch. Nah.
Get your drink. That's it.
Listen. There's not one person in this world other than my mama that will ever get a budget of $100.
Yeah. It's crazy. Crazy to think about how, you know, like he said earlier, like him and I are, like, we're young. I'm 19, you're 18, right?
Yep.
Yeah, 18, 19 year old, two dudes, like, just in love, you know, like, it's just crazy to think about, like, how big of an impact that is, how big of a fucking meteor fucking coming down on our souls, bro, like, with these girls. It's fucking crazy.
Dude, it's awesome. It's a great feeling because, like, when you think you love somebody, you get that sad feeling, you know, that you don't have them. You know, that they're not yours.
Yeah.
You know, you're like, oh, I'm sad. Why, huh? You're like, oh, because I love this girl and she's not mine. No, that's not what I'm feeling. I never understood. I never even got close to understanding what love really fucking is until I realized that I love this girl and that this girl makes me happy no matter what the fuck she is doing. It's happiness, dude. I don't think anything in this world.
Oh, man. It's unbelievable.
It's literally, bro. I don't understand it. I don't understand how one person can change your ability to feel feelings so, like, heavily.
Yeah, like so goddamn heavy, so goddamn great. Like, it's just, it's unbelievable. It's fucking, it blows my mind. Like, for you guys listening, some of you might think we're crazy about all this. Some of you might, you know, kind of relate a little bit. I don't know you guys' situation, okay? But mine is, it's fucking, like, you know, like, goddamn, oh, man. It's like, it's so hard to try and explain this because our feelings get in the way of what our brain is trying to tell us to say. Like, literally, it's so hard.
It is because our hearts don't have the ability to come up with words.
No.
I don't fucking know.
Our emotions get in the way.
Dude, like, even right now, my heart's beating so quick, and I'm, like, warming up, dude. Because I'm literally just fucking thinking about her.
Yeah.
I'm literally just fucking thinking about her.
I don't even know.
Dude, okay, so here's the deal. There are not words that are comprehensible in any way that can explain the way I feel about her. I wish that my heart could talk, because if my heart could talk, I would be able to say these things. Like literally, there's not enough words on this earth that can explain the way I feel about this girl, dude. There's, like, it's so different.
And it's weird.
I've been with so many girls, and I thought that I loved some of them, but I didn't. And if they're hearing this, oops, my bad. But there's no fucking way in hell that I ever felt this certain way for a person, another person, ever. And it's been like this for so long, and I've been wanting to tell her, but I can't.
It's so hard.
Dude, there's like...
Being with a bunch of girls, like him and I, like, we've been with plenty, like, to be able to experience different things, different types of girls, different ways they think, and it's just, it's kind of hard to do all that when we got just this one spot in the back of our brains where we just constantly have her there, you know? And it's like...
Always.
I was with this other girl, for like 7 months, right? And I just, like, literally... Everything was about her. If it wasn't about her, it was about my best friend. If it was about my best friend, it was about my mom. So literally, those are the three women I have up high, other than, like, you know, my grandma, but, like, you know, still. Anyway.
Yeah.
So I was with this girl for 7 months. I wanted to marry this girl if I didn't have my best friend, you know. But then, you know, like I said earlier, Tittle, just you and me, things happen. And things get in the way. And, you know, shit just hits the fan. And different times of the goddamn day, you don't even expect it for shit to go wrong, for shit to go downhill. And
yeah,
that shit happened. My best friend was literally there, like, throughout all of it. I told her, like, a lot of things. She didn't even like the name, like, of that girl. Like, it hurt me so much thinking I love this girl so much, I was gonna marry her, but then personal problems get in the way, and then she basically walked out. And if she is, I'm sorry, but it's the truth of how I feel right now. So that shit literally got in the way, and she called it quits. But she, my best friend, she was there literally the whole time. And it's just, it's crazy to think, like, this girl literally cares about me so much that she hates every girl I either am seeing or with or even look at. Like, every time we go out in public, like, anytime. We went to the movie the other day, and I saw this girl. I was going to be like, hey, maybe I should ask for a Snapchat or something. But I don't know. And then she knew I was looking at her. She grabbed my arm tight as fuck and was just walking with me. I was like, well, there goes that. Like, she's showing them that they can't have me because she's showing them that she already has me. And, like, we're not even together. We're just that best friend. Like, it's so confusing. I know it's so confusing. Am I right, Arturo?
Oh, it's, fuck, dude.
Goddamn confusing. It's all confusing. But I love it and hate it all at the same time.
The exact... I've never related to anybody ever in my entire life so much. Dude.
Honestly, bro.
This is why we're doing this. It's like... That honestly hasn't happened like that, you know, to that extent.
Yeah.
I took Katie to a... Fuck. Is that her name, nigga?
All right.
Can we edit it?
I can probably edit it later, but it's, but just move on. Act like you did.
All right, whatever. So,
God damn it.
Shut up, bitch. So, I took her to a baseball game, right? And this baseball game was a big turning point because she told me more recently after the baseball game that she actually liked me during that time. But in my head, I thought she was flirting with the other guy that I brought with me, because I had an extra ticket and I brought him because he was my homie. So I brought him and I brought her, and I thought they were flirting the whole time. I thought, man, but they weren't. I guess he was the one that was being flirty and she was trying to flirt with me, because afterwards she told me that she liked me and that she wanted to be with me. And I got so many signs, dude. She told me that she sent me so many signals, and that I just disregarded them because I didn't even know. I was so blinded. And it was, and now it hurts. You know, now I realize that I fucked up, and now I realize that if I would have done something, I would have been like, yo, if I would have said something, maybe we could still be together to this day, because no matter what, she still makes me happy. Even though I fucked up, even though I didn't do everything right that night, I still feel happy thinking back on that night. We're sitting there laughing, taking Snapchats, taking selfies and pictures, and having fun. It made me so happy. That whole day made me so happy.
crazy times, bro.
But here's the thing, bro. No matter what, dude, literally, I would do absolutely anything for this woman. And I've been there for her every single day. She's been there for me every single day. It's just, I don't know if she will be there, if she wants to be there for me the same way I want to be there for her.
Yeah.
I just don't. And now we're doing this fucking podcast that's literally almost an hour long. Longest podcast ever, dude.
But you know, it's basically for a good reason. It's for us to literally come to complete terms with this, to fully accept this.
Dude, I am
with others knowing. Like, we don't know who I don't I, like. Whenever this shows how many listens this has, it won't tell me who listens. It won't tell me who.
I don't even know. I don't know how many people.
The most I got on one episode was 14 people.
14?
14.
Look. Here's the thing, bro. And I think we should probably end it after this because it's so fucking long.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. No matter what happens, no matter what she does, no matter what she says, no matter how she acts, who she's with, whatever is going on in that little mind of hers, no matter what, she will always be my absolute first choice. And she will always absolutely be the love of my life. And I will never, ever choose anybody over that woman other than, of course, it's a given, my mother.
Of course, yeah.
That is how strong this shit is. My mother is the only thing that can compare to this woman. She, and I know how crazy this fucking sounds because we are so young, but I have never, ever in my 18 years of living ever felt this way. And I don't care what anybody else thinks, and I do not care what happens. Even if she doesn't want me back, it's all good. Even if she has another man, it's all good. Even if she's not there all the time, it's all good.
Even if they choose, even if they find theirs, they're one, you know. They'll exactly. Always be the number, like the top, always, like top choice.
Always.
You know? Like, even if they don't feel the same way about, like, to us, the way we feel about them, like,
she'll always be number matter. One.
Yeah, all the time. No questions asked, no doubt about it. There's literally no questioning. It's literally a given. It's just how strong that is, because it's crazy. I know, like we've said it over and over, how young we are and how fucking crazy we feel. But no matter what happens, like this is true big ass facts, my guy. that no matter what happens, I always want to be there for her. And I hope the same, she want to be there for me. And it's no matter if she finds her own, if she doesn't, then, you know, shit happens like that. But we got to deal with it. We got to move on. But we also got to also show the same amount of love we've always done since the beginning.
That's facts.
Since even, like, it started.
Let me tell you guys something. Me and Mike have been talking about this since 12 o'clock in the morning, and it is 5:14 in the morning right now. I don't think I could talk about another person for this long.
Honestly, bro. There's been no other person.
Here's the real ending, all right? Look, if I ever get the chance, and this is me spitting because I didn't think this through at all, but I'm just going to say something real quick. If I ever get the chance to be with this woman, ever, I'm going to jump at it, okay? And I'm going to hold on to her, and I'm going to fight for her, and I'm gonna do everything in my fucking power to keep this woman with me because I love this woman. And I've never used that word lightly. Even when I thought I loved somebody, right. I thought I did. You know,
every time you say it, you mean it. It's like literally no doubt about it. But even if, you know, it ends up being not completely there, with us, we mean it.
But now, I know.
This is huge, my guy.
It's like I feel enlightened. It's like I feel relieved. It's like I am truly happy, you know? Like, I sound so fucking corny, but it's like
bro, there's nothing wrong with that, bro. There's nothing wrong with that.
It's literally like I'm fucking truly and completely fucking content and happy with my entire life. And it is only because I found out that she is the love of my life. Right. And no matter what happens, she's always going to be the love of my life.
Can I get a yurt?
Yurt?
Big facts, my guy. And it's so crazy, too. Me and Arturo were talking about how fucking almost identical our situation is. Like, we were literally...
Literally, we didn't even meet that long ago, bro. We did. Met, like, 2 months ago.
Good. Probably two and a half, almost 3 months ago, yeah.
Yeah.
Through Fortnite from another friend. Fortnite. We were both mutually friends. Yeah, mutual friendship from another person. Shout out Louise. Anyways, we met playing Fortnite. And then one night, Louise got off early, so it was me and Arturo and our friend Matthew playing. And from there on, especially with this situation, we got a hell of a lot closer.
Man.
And I'm glad we did.
Great talk, bro. This has been a great talk, bro.
It is. It has.
Honestly,
been.
I feel so happy right now. Just because, like,
I do too, bro. This whole 53 minutes and 30 seconds, I've been smiling, bro.
Dude, my fucking cheeks hurt, bro.
Dude, so do mine, dude.
I gotta massage these bitches. Nah, but bro. Honestly, okay, this is the real ending for real. Fuck, but she, like, both of us. This is from both of us.
Right.
We are in love. Mm-hmm. We don't know what to do about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we made this podcast
to
show that we literally don't know any other way to explain or to tell our feelings, that we can't figure it out. We can't
figure out a way to kind of express it. We can't figure out the best way. Like you guys will probably be thinking, like, why don't you just tell her? No, we can't fucking do that.
Can't. And it's hard because, like, we want to tell her.
We want to. Don't get us wrong.
We're both stuttering.
In the goddamn world, bro. Like, we're both stuttering because we don't know what the fuck to say. We can't seem to put it into goddamn words.
And it's all because of fear. And honestly, right now, if
like, I'm technically a rapper, bro. I usually think of words off the spot to be able to go with songs, you know? I make music. Some of you know that. But for some reason, when True Feelings come out, I'm fucking speechless. I don't... My mind goes blank.
Hey, guys, what's up? Sorry about that last bit there. My phone died towards the end. I had it on the wireless charger, but its bill was on like 1-3% for the whole time, and I guess my battery just finally gave out. But basically, what me and Arturo were trying to say, I'm pretty sure you guys know what we were trying to say. Like, him and I, we have these feelings and for these people, and it's kind of hard to just go up to them. So we both figured out this was a better way for us to deal with it, to kind of just put it out there. Arturo and his best friend, I'm pretty sure he said her name, I don't remember. I want to be there for them, like, to help them get through this. If it's like not a thing that she doesn't feel like could happen, then that's cool. He still wants to be like her best friend, like he still always wants to be there no matter what, the way it is now. It's just an idea for him wanting to go further with it. It's the same with me, you know, me and my best friend. Like, I love her so much. Like, I won't let anybody disrespect for her. I hate when she talks to guys and they play with her feelings and all that. But I'm always going to be there for her, and I hope she's always going to be there for me. But, you know, I want it to be in a different way. You know, I want it to be more just us, because, you know, I love her, you know. Like, she's going to be, like, if I don't, I know I won't find the one, because I have already found it. And I don't know if she's found her one. And if she hasn't yet, then, you know, that's cool. I'm always going to be there to support her. So yeah, that's basically what all this was about. Our secrets and our true feelings coming out. The more we think about it, the more we smile about it. And, you know, if you guys have any other things to say, go ahead and do the little message thing on here. Or hit us up. Arturo's Instagram is, I think, Arturo.William or something like that. You can hit me up at Dynamike on Instagram or Snapchat or YouTube and stuff. Excuse me, I've been asleep all day because I fell asleep early this morning. Like, I was up all night. Me and Arturo were up all night, like we said earlier. So yeah, that's basically what that was. And yeah, thanks guys for listening. Thanks to Arturo for, you know, doing this with me. So, you know, I think that's it. Yeah, thanks guys. There should be more episodes coming on the way. Sorry for like the big breaks in between each episode, but I'm gonna keep trying to keep up with it. So, all right, later guys.